Thank you. My name's Carol Lewis from Bainbridge Lewis Accountants. I'm going to be doing the announcements this morning and introducing everyone. So first of all, I'd like to introduce our breakfast sponsor, which is City Skills and Job Shop, who are working to make... Oh, God, I've got myself in a muddle. Who are working to make taking on apprentices really easy. So I've got Sean Laws, the project manager for the City College Redevelopment Project, who's going to say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. I've been asked to come to visit you today. I've got 2 minutes, so I'm going to make this brief. Basically, we're looking at getting as many apprentices into the SME-type environments as possible for you guys. That helps us support our own ambitions as a college. Currently, we've got a new 12,000 square metre college proposal for Pelham Street. This will be state-of-the-art facilities for apprentices training going forward, but we need your support here today. On the table, you'll find a letter in front of you, a standard letter. There's also a link that you've all been sent out, and we would urge you to either sign the letter in front of you today, if you're busy people, or use the link to support the college in driving forward the youth employment apprenticeship training in Brighton and Hove for the next 20 years. There's no government funding behind this. This is all private funding. It's coming, state-of-the-art, 12,000 square metres, everything from digital media through to bricklaying and plastering. So accountancy, business courses, they're all there for you guys, tailored to your individual needs by Suzanne and the team within the apprenticeship schemes. So any questions afterwards, want to come and see me or Suzanne, we'll endeavour to answer them. But if you bring one of these signed, we'll be really, really grateful. I thank you for your time. Thanks, Carol.
Thanks, Sean. We'd also like to thank our media partner, Heart FM, who are helping us to promote these breakfasts. So it's my great pleasure to introduce Nikki Gattenby, who's our speaker this morning. Nikki is MD of PropellerNet, a Brighton-based digital marketing agency, which was voted Best Place to Work in the UK 2013 by the Great Places to Work Institute and The Guardian. Nikki herself was awarded Managing Director of the Year by the Brighton and Hove Business Awards in June. So over to you, Nikki.
Morning. How are we all? All right? I'm delighted to be here talking to you today about dreams. I don't know if you've all seen the title of the presentation, but if you can dream it and you can do it is very much close to my heart. Because I think if you can think about dreams in a purposeful way, the future is yours to create, which is a bit of a theme for today. We're going to have a bit of fun with it, and I'm going to ask you to do some bits and pieces and talk to each other and share with the floor, so I hope that's okay with you. And as Carol says, I'm MD at PropellerNet. We're a digital marketing agency just down the road in the lanes. And we work with travel, fashion, retail and finance brands, and it's really good fun. Before that, I spent 20 years in London and Paris working in advertising agencies. And that's quite a whirlwind of a world to be in. I'm sure if any of you have had experience of it, you'll know what I mean. I'll share some of that story today and take you on a bit of a journey. PropellerNet has been through a huge growth curve over the last few years and culminating in being the best place to work this year, which was a real accolade for us. It's not only about profit and the commercial side of things, but we've had some really good personal journeys for people. As I say, being the best place to work was fantastic for us. And we have a dream to be the best place to work in the world, which may seem like a lofty ambition, but we've made some steps into getting nearer to it, so hopefully you'll see where we're going on this journey today. I'd like to fire up your imaginations to start with. So can I ask you to think about where you are when you're feeling really creative? Where do most of your creative thoughts come to you? The location's really important. Where are you? Can you think about that? Where you're feeling really creative, you solve some problems, you have some great ideas, where are you? And share it with the person next to you. You've probably already introduced yourself, so just have a bit of a chat about it and then we'll come back together. Thanks. It's so lovely doing that. The noise levels through the roof. It's fantastic. Okay, Sarah, where are you feeling? Where are you most creative? Where are you?
Well, definitely not at work.
Damn, you stole my punchline. Okay, Ben, where are you when you're feeling creative?
I guess because I'm concentrating a lot. By the time I get into the office, I'm often
solutions and problem areas. Thank you.
Thank you. Jason? On your canoe fishing? Fantastic. I'm a cyclist. Actually, that's a lie. I'm not a cyclist. I cycle to work from Worthing. And similar to you, Ben, I have some really good creative thoughts when I'm cycling because I'm kind of in flow and I've got a clear head. And the point I'm trying to make, and thank you, Sarah, is that we're often not in the office where we're feeling really creative. So I've got a question. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could bring those feelings of creativity we have when we're not in the office into the office? And what kind of impact would that have on our lives and our businesses? And that's what we aim to do at PropellerNet. For the last 20 years being in advertising agencies, it's really ironic that they're very creative places, but they're also quite toxic. It's very competitive. There's a lot of backbiting. They're run by alpha males and alpha females. I'm speaking for experience, so I'm not speaking out of turn. Think Mad Men. 90-hour weeks are standard, and burnout is the norm. And this is where it gets really personal in terms of what we're doing at PropellerNet, because I've seen far too many of my friends have pretty serious physical and mental health issues through stress at work, and I'm sure you've had similar experiences. And our CEO, Jack, lost his brother to depression. So, we, you know, that's not a dream. That's not good business. That's wrong. And we think we need to choose life and not choose burnout and the wrong way to do things. So PropellerNet is very much founded on health and well-being. Because if you can have a healthy workforce and treat the whole self, you're actually going to have a much better business. We talk about going on a journey, and founding the agency on health and well-being is very much the start of it. And we want to change the way agencies work kind of one step at a time. And we took a giant leap on that journey when we met a very inspiring man. Does anybody know the name Ben Hunt Davies? No. John, I know you. Ben Hunt Davies is an Olympic rower, and he was in the Sydney 2000 Olympics with an 8-man crew. He was around at the same time as Sir Steve Redgrave and Matthew Pinsent, so the competition on the home ground was really strong, let alone the international stage. But Ben and his crew had a dream. They wanted to win gold at the Olympics. Didn't just want to get on the podium, they wanted the gold medal. So with this unifying dream, they thought, you know, we don't always get on, we don't always agree with what we're going to do with our training program, but we need a unifying mantra to make sure we achieve our dream. And they did a bit of soul searching, and they came up with a wonderful, simple mantra, and it's a question, but it defined everything they did around getting ready for the Olympics for 9 years in the run-up to it. And their mantra was, will it make the boat go faster? Which, if you're a rower, is really simple and really inspiring. So Jack and I were talking to Ben, and he let us hold his gold medal. It's inspiring. And we thought, you know, we're going to nick that. That's brilliant. We want one of those. So we went away and did some soul-searching ourselves and came up with our own mantra to kind of guide what we do at PropellerNet and how we make decisions. And our mantra is also a question, and it's very simple, and it's, will it make life better? Now, I tend to get a few sort of, how does that work, kind of looks at this point. But we work in digital marketing, and if we can make the lives of our clients' customers better online, they're going to talk about it, and they're going to share it, and they're going to become the marketing army for the brands that we work with. If we make our brands and our clients' lives better, we'll have more positive relationships with them, which makes our life better. So this kind of comes from the outside in as well as from the inside of the agency. And it felt like a really good place to be. So will it make life better manifest itself in multiple ways across the business? I'm just going to share 7 of them with you now. There are many more, and I'd be happy to talk about them, but I'll just go through 7. So the first thing is we're founded on health and well-being because, as I said, you bring your whole self to work, not just your work face. And we put our money where our mouth is, and 5% of our profits goes towards the Health and Wellbeing Fund, which is run by the team. It's not run by me, it's not run by Jack, our CEO, it's run by the team. And that actually creates a clear sense of ownership across the business. And with a clear sense of ownership, people really value being in the business. Ever since we're tiny, we want to know we have an impact on the world. So knowing that you have a voice and an opinion in a business is actually fundamental to well-being. But with that approach, we need to have clear leadership because we can't have everybody deciding what goes on in the agency. Very democratic, but we need to clearly lead. So will it make life better is a kind of guiding principle for us to take the agency forward. One big thing we do, and if you're in a service industry, you'll know this is quite a quite a jump really, is we give people time to learn. We bill out our time on time and materials, so you're kind of limited by the amount of hours you've got in the business as to how much money you make. I came from agencies where I was billed out at 100 to 120% of time, and that's quite dangerous because you have no time for personal development. At PropellerNet, we only bill out up to 60 to 70% of people's time. And the opportunity cost of not billing out that 20 to 30% is about £1 million, which is quite a significant opportunity cost. But it really pays back in spades because people are learning and sharing from each other and having a wonderful time and really enjoying their jobs and actually being a lot more creative and productive in what they do. We have complete commercial transparency. And some people have said to me that's insane because we share the profit and loss right down to profit with the whole agency. Others said maybe that's a stroke of genius because people are very accountable when they know what the numbers are. The one thing we don't share is salaries because it's a personal data issue for some people. But sharing right down to profit makes a big difference because people feel there's nothing to hide. I don't know how you'd all feel about sharing your P&L or seeing the P&L of your business, but it sort of enables you to have different conversations. Having all of this accountability and democracy and transparency is brilliant, but the biggest thing, and this may sound arrogant and I don't mean it to be at all, is we're really choosy which clients we work with because we want to be passionate about the ones that we do. Whenever a piece of new business comes our way, we ask the team who would like to work on this. And if I don't see a room full of hands going up, then we have to have some pretty tough questions on ourselves as to whether we'll work with that client. Because if people aren't passionate, they're not going to do amazing work. And that's what we want to get to. So I'll just recap those seven things. There's a health and wellbeing approach. We put our money where our mouth is and fund it with 5% of the profits. We have a sense of democracy and ownership within the business with clear leadership. We give people time to learn, which is really important. And then there's commercial transparency and only working with clients that we're really, really passionate about. So taking the will it make life better approach and permeate it across the business has enabled us to have triple digit revenue growth in the last 3 years, which is amazing, but we want that to be sustainable. So we decided to take it up a level. And I want you to feel this before I share it with you, and the title of what I'm talking about is probably a bit of an indication. But can you think about one of your dreams? Something you dream of doing, something you dream of achieving, someone you dream of meeting, or somewhere you dream of going. We have around 100 dreams, apparently, going around in our subconscious. I've done quite a bit of reading around this, and there's around 100 dreams in our subconscious. So it's really powerful to capture those dreams. And I've got all my dreams for myself and my family captured in a book, so I'm quite visual and it's nice to see them. What I'm kind of asking you to do is think about your bucket list. And if you could share just three of those potential 100 dreams with the person next to you, maybe someone different to last time, and just talk about what your dreams are. It's quite lovely talking about dreams, isn't it? The noise level was even louder than last time. I did this once, and it was an evening, and people had quite a lot of wine, and asked someone to share their dreams. I won't even go there as to what they were, but some of them were quite racy. So I'm not going to ask you to share them now, because that's not the kind of thing you want to do. But imagine if your employer could help make one of your dreams come true. Or as an employer, you could help one of your employees make one of their dreams come true. Well, go with me on this one. We have a dream ball machine at PropellerNet. It's about so high. It's an old-fashioned sweet dispenser with a big globe at the top. And inside there are dream capsules. And inside the dream capsules is the name of each person that works in the agency. And if we hit one of our targets, we aim to release a dream ball and make someone's dream come true. It could be a financial target, it could be winning an award or anything that we deem is good enough to release a dream. And this is why I really love my job. I've had dream consultations with everybody in the agency, and there's 48 of us. And I've asked everybody, what are you going to do to make the agency really successful? And what can we do collectively to help make one of your dreams come true? So I've got over 300 ideas of how the agency can be more successful, many of which are already going into practice, and people take a real sense of ownership because it's their ideas. But I've also got over 300 dreams that we can help come true. And they range from various things from, I'd like to learn to drive because that will make my life better, or I'd like to go to the NASA Center in San Francisco and do a weightlessness flight. I can't think of anything worse myself, but that's someone's dream. I'd like to sleep in an igloo under the Northern Lights. And one guy said to me, I'd like you to help me find my dad, which is exceptionally rewarding for me to be able to help people so much in their lives and make a real impact on them. So it's really working for us. And when we won the Great Places to Work Award, we released two dream balls. And two of our guys are going off to the World Cup in Brazil next year. We booked the flights, thank God, before the England game. So we haven't missed the massive flight hike. But basically, we're getting them out there, getting them accommodation. They sort out their own tickets, but we're helping them make their dream come true. Now, the talkability of that amongst them and their friends and people at work and other people who may potentially work at PropellerNet is amazing, because they can't quite believe that an employer would help make that kind of dream come true. But what it's done is it's really elevated the way people talk about what we do at PropellerNet. And it's not all just about the money. It's about giving people time and recognising that they're not just there to turn up and work as a robot, but actually they have a fuller life. So as you can imagine, our staff turnover is quite low. Our nearest competitor is about 30%. We've had about 4 or 5% staff turnover in the last 3 years. As I said before, we had triple-digit revenue growth. And we have really good client satisfaction scores, because we're happy, our clients are happy. And it's, you know, we've won a number of external accolades around the way we work. We're one of the smallest companies to be awarded the Investors in People, Health and Wellbeing. Got the best places to work. In the search industry, we were voted Search Agency of Europe and the best pan-European campaigns. And we're noted as one of the most democratic companies in the world by World Blue. But you know, it's not all about awards. It is about happiness. And there's a fantastic TED talk by a guy called Sean Aker. I don't know if anybody has seen it, but he talks about the happiness advantage. And if people are happy, they're more productive and creative. And he has scientific evidence that if you're happy, there's less staff turnover, there's less sickness, there's more productivity, more creativity, and the impact on the bottom line is only good. And I believe if you enable people to live full lives and you know, fulfil their dreams, you're going to get a roster of really innovative, creative talent. So my parting message is, you know, hold on to your inner creativity, follow your dreams, and let other people do the same. Because if you can dream it, you really can do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Oh, that was really inspirational. Thank you. I'd also like to go and say thank you to City College, Heart FM and Carluccio's for this morning's breakfast. It was lovely. Thank you. I need to go and tell you some things about some upcoming events. Our next breakfast is on the 22nd of November. The speaker is the writer and journalist Damien Barr, whose recent book is called Maggie and Me.